Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Great to have you on a Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. It's an amazing day to be alive. It's an amazing day to be alive. Say it with me, would you please? One, two, three. It's an amazing day to be alive. It is, man. I am fired up. I'm back from the gym. Holy cow, did it feel good to go to the gym. Spent 45 minutes on the elliptical machine. And I got to figure this thing out, man, because my knees now hurt really, really bad when I run, especially my left knee hurts a lot. My upper shoulder hurts when I lift weights, so I will not be deterred. I'm going to find a way, man. If there's a way, I'm going to find a way to stay in the greatest shape of my life, get into the greatest shape of my life, at the worst time of the year to try to do it. It's the middle of December almost, and it's the worst time to try to do it. You got a lot of holiday parties, some travel involved. By the way, I'll be in Orlando in a couple of days, the last leg of my three-leg trip, 16,000 miles, 8 nights away from home in 16 days. I'm excited, though. I love Orlando. The energy is going to be amazing at the event, and I'm really looking forward to it. But again, travel, a couple of beers at the bar, a holiday party here and there. Before you know it, boom, baby, you got that belt loosened up just on another notch. Isn't that something how that... Isn't that funny how that works? And you know it's coming, right? January 2nd. I'm going to go to the gym. I am going to start getting it. No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't buy the fat-free beans at the store and leave the whole wheat shell. Everybody's going to go to Whole Foods now and start shopping like your damn koala bear. I mean, you're going to be eating all leaves now for the next 30 days. Just don't do it. Create a habit. Create a habit of success. Create a habit of health. You don't need to go off the deep end one way or another. There's no benefit. Let me tell you this right now. This is Sam Crowley, your health coach, speaking this morning. By the way, if you're just tuning in, yes, I'm a real person. I am insane in a good way, though. I lost my mind. I went abnormal, as you heard on the intro. Abnormal stands for above normal. May 6, 2005, gave the boss the middle finger, quit my job, went to make every day Saturday. International motivational speaker without a passport until 2007. It's true. Called myself an international motivational speaker. Never had a passport. Well, I did. It expired. 2007, I renewed it. I say all of that just to get you jacked up, man. Be a little different. Quit trying to be like everybody else. That sucks. Seriously, being like everybody else, whatever that even means, I guess that means, you know, being politically correct or going to a job or having a savings account. And I don't even know what it means. You know what it means? Not being who you are. Like Les Brown says, we're all born originals, but most of us die a copy. It's so true. We're all born with this unique DNA, and then what the hell happened? Like, you got to high school, or I don't know what happened. You got into your job, and we all had to conform. I got both hands in the air until I figured out, man. Took the red pill. Oh, it's been amazing, man. It's been an amazing journey. But here's your health tip, okay? No more than you eating barbecued ribs every day. By the way, my buddy Barry, I'm going off on 1,000 different. I can't go there now. Barry Hamilton, thank you. Gave us 2 racks of ribs Sunday night, cooked dinner, world famous coleslaw. Oh my God, did it come in handy. I was on a trip. I just got home, was out all day, seeing my baby at the hospital, spending time with other kids. Barry fires the ribs. Guy, I met him through my church, by the way, if you're wondering who Barry Hamilton is. He's in my church. And holy cow, we've had so many amazing things happen for us since we've been on this journey with our baby in the NICU. People just shuttling our kids to school, and while we go to the hospital, and while I travel, it's a community. And it really does take a village to raise kids. It does. So a lot of love, and I'm going to talk more about that on future shows. I've done a horrible job of recognizing people that have done so much for our family over the past 6 months, and I love it. I love it. I love it. So you've been binge eating now for 6 months, and you know what happens is you have a little bit of that key lime pie that's in the freezer. You say, well, that's not bad. I'll just have a little bit. And then you fire the ribs back, or you wash them down with a couple of Doritos and a pop. Nothing worse than pop. I mean, there ain't nothing worse for you. Coke, Pepsi, Sprite, whatever your choice. Mountain Dew, my God, that stuff like plutonium. But there's nothing worse you can put in your body than that crap. All right, drink water, lots of it. That's what I do. Feeling amazing. Water. Now, I'm not saying you don't sip a little bit here or there, maybe, but boy, I'll tell you. People I see drinking pop, they're overweight, sugared out, stressed out, look terrible. They look terrible and they feel worse, you know, because you're going to come crashing down from that sugar high. And it just doesn't, your body doesn't break that crap down, man. Bread, pasta, sugar, get it out of your diet. Bread, pasta, sugar. And I mean the white bread, you know, like the Wonder Bread. I don't even know if they still make Wonder Bread. Remember when we were kids? Wonder Bread. Like, that's all we had, white bread. Stuff, any of that white flour, get it out of your pantry. Just get your garbage can out. Open it up, dump all the bread, pasta, sugar right in the trash. You don't need it. It's killing you, all right? Now, this diet you're going to go on after the first of the year, don't go crazy, all right? Don't be stupid and say now you're going to just start putting lettuce in a blender and that's now your January diet. No, it's okay. Look, everything in moderation, and it depends on what your goal. Have a short-term goal. Have a 30-day goal. Me, I'm hitting 200 now, and I want to get down to 185 again, but actually probably 190, because 185, seriously, when I was down 2 years ago, you guys, if you were following me on Facebook and I was doing all these YouTube videos, I got down to 180, and I felt like a strong breeze was going to blow me away. I like being around 190, all right? That's my goal. I'm 6'2". I like being around 190, and I like being muscle, but I'm telling you, I got to crack this code with my upper shoulder area, or I'm toast. It ain't ever going to get worked out again, because every time I lift, do shoulders and back, I can't move my neck. So what do I do? Well, I do what you want to do. You know, I have a short-term goal, 30 days, maybe get down to 195. No big deal, 5 pounds. All right, get down from 200 to 195. 60 days, I want to get down to 190. And I want to do it gradually, because anything more than that, and you can send your body into that shock mode. That's cool. Confuse your body and lift and all. If you want to go nuts, go nuts. I mean, lose 10 pounds in a week. You can do that, you know. Put a lot of water in your diet, seafood, greens and vegetables, and then work your ass off for 90 minutes at the gym every day. You'll lose. Trust me, you won't even recognize yourself. My face, I lose. Like, I go from looking like Porky Pig down to, skinny mini, and it all starts on my face. I can see it in the pictures. You know, you can do that, absolutely. But if you want to do something that's going to sustain long term, I went to the gym today, hit the elliptical. 45 minutes, felt amazing. I'm going to talk today also on the future shows, do a couple of three shows today. Talk about I lost my car keys. It's always an amazing experience how we never stop looking for those. But you'll stop looking for your dream, but not your car keys. Future show right there. Tune in later. But let's get this whole health thing figured out before you become one of these victims in the month of January of the fad diet, going over the deep end way too quickly. Work it out, man. Get on the elliptical, get on the treadmill, 15, 20 minutes. If that's what you can handle, that's what you can handle. Subtly start changing your diet so your body doesn't say, oh my God, I'm starving, feed me, gorge, and don't eat anything after 7 o'clock at night. It's going to kill you. If you're like me, you get those hunger pangs, right? It's going to absolutely freak you out. You're sitting there, you're watching TV, or you're on the computer. I'm addicted to Netflix now, Breaking Bad and The Blacklist, and I'm starting to think The Blacklist is better than Breaking Bad. I know it's almost sacrilegious to say, but I got to get through more of Breaking Bad. It just takes longer to develop those characters. It's just I find a lot of stale time in there. Another topic, another podcast. Back to your health. Go gradually, all right? If you're going to eat a little bit more earlier in the day before noon and then start to wean it down. So we do a lot of it backwards. At least here in the United States, we eat more for dinner than we do for breakfast, which you think would be nutty, because I get it. Your body, you've been working and walking and doing all this stuff at work all day and you're hungry at night, but that should be when you should be winding down, because then eventually you're laying down. You're not doing a lot after 6 o'clock at night. And your body isn't burning any calories. So if you're going to have the big meal, have it for breakfast. But please, 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 can we do this together? Can we do 30 minutes every day and just say, hey, man, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you're doing. I want to know what you're doing. Are you doing it? I'll tell you what I'm doing. Elliptical, 45 minutes today. Not crazy stuff. Had the heart rate up around 165 most of the time, which is really high. I get that. But I like having it up there. I'm comfortable having my heart rate at 165, and they measure it. So, you know, you put your hand on those sensors and they measure it. And I know I'm burning calories. I'm feeling good. But what I want to talk to you about is when I lost my car keys. But before I get into the podcast about losing my car keys this morning, I don't want you to be this person who binges all through December because you think you're going to then go crazy the other way in January. That never, ever, 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 ever works. Okay? How often does it work? Never. Okay? So start gradually, you know, say no thank you to the bread pudding at the office party. Say no thank you to the 15th beer. Say no thank you to the Doritos. All right? Lay off that stuff. And your transition into the end of January, you're going to be looking and you're going to be feeling amazing. Amazing. So here's what I'm going to do. On the next show, I'm going to talk about losing my keys and what that means for you and how it shapes this whole entrepreneurial journey. Are we cool? Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.